Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, I'm going to loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Tuesday. Outside of C.J. Stroud, who obviously, when you talk about the quarterback in this league, carries more of a responsibility and also carries more of an opportunity for, you know, creating wins. But which Texans player not named C.J. Stroud holds the key to the stretch run? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. I kind of want to bounce this around because you are in this place where the stretch run, if you do it right, could put you in a place where not only are you in the playoffs, you could be a, you could host a home game in the playoffs, especially you could host a home game as a three seed, right? You could have opportunity to host a couple of home
Imagine
games.
Imagine that.
Right? From 0-3 to a three seed is very much a possibility, but it depends on how you do this. So what Texans player holds the key to a stretch run?
So I'm going to. What do you say? You got to open your third eye.
That's right.
I'm going to go deep on this one.
Okay. All right, Andy Reid. Thank you for that.
I'm going to go deep
open
on
your
this.
Third eye, brother.
Open your third eye and whatever else.
Okay. All right. Are the kids in school?
I hope so.
Hopefully the kids are back to school, man.
So the obvious answer to me was going to be Woody Marks, right? Very obvious.
Okay. The Running idea back, of if you can run the football.
You know, getting, you know, clearly the guy. And I go back to what was really the eye-opener for me was, you know, he had basically one leg out there and they still were trotting him out in front of Nick Chubb. They trusted him. That's the easy answer, and I'm not saying it's a wrong answer. But I think the most important guy for me, if you really think about it, might be Trent Brown. And let me explain. This offensive line, we've talked about it, you know, 2 weeks in a row, you know, more than passable. 2 weeks in a row, the same five guys for the first time all season, mind you. If you lose Trent Brown, who, by the way, was he nicked up going into the game? I know he wasn't warming up with the squad. I saw some tweets about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know exactly what happened there.
He was a little worried for a minute.
I was.
A little is an understatement.
I was. But the domino effect is what I'm talking about. I say Trent Brown because he's kind of been the final piece here. It could be any of these other guys, but I'm gonna stay with Trent Brown. If you lose somehow Trent Brown or he doesn't perform to the level that he has been in since coming back, then where's Titus Howard? Where's Laken Tomlinson? Where's Juice Patterson? You know, what do the
Jarrett
whole
Patterson.
Jarrett Patterson, Juice Scruggs and Jarrett Patterson, I combined them.
Juice and, I guess. Which I wonder if they've combined them in their minds.
They might have.
Yeah.
The domino effect is something I don't want to see. I don't want to see it. I want to see these five dudes, you know, the rest of the way, happy and healthy. And I think Trent Brown is, very much to my surprise, has been playing really, you know, pretty good.
I think that those are fantastic answers within this. Woody Marks is the clear one, especially now. And someone was making this point earlier on the text line. I completely agree with them that him being banged up is a thing to kind of look at. Now, he has the time of a full week. And hopefully he'll be good, especially as they trust him to play on the injury. So hopefully with the time through the week, he he'll be better. In fact, I imagine I would expect to see him as at best a limited participant when we get into Wednesday, just as they try and monitor him.
They probably have him in an air cast because it heals faster and you know, all that stuff.
Is that so?
Oh, like, air casts are magic.
Okay. Is that like an air fryer? Is that how that works?
Yeah. Air casts are awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stupid joke. Sorry. but yeah, because you got him. And then what else do you have like in a real tangible way? Nick Chubb has very clearly kind of stepped back to a number two role. Like how confident or comfortable would you be if you needed to up those yard or up the usage there? Dare, I think that we know what we can feel comfortable Dare you being utilized for. And it is not anywhere near that.
Or not utilized.
Yeah. And then you sent Damian Pierce away and Joe Mixon ain't around here. Mm-hmm. Like that's and not to say that Damian Pierce would have been the answer, but I think it just highlights even more so how that man is super vital to what you're doing, especially if you want to run the ball somewhat effectively. So yeah, man, that's that. And he seems like he is more, I'm carrying more of this load than Nick Chubb is at this point. So yeah, that he's going to be important. Can I throw in another name into this and tell me if this is too niche to end up on the short list? I don't think that he wins, right? If we're doing Heisman or whatever, like if we're doing Oscars or whatever, I would like him to be a finalist. I just don't think that he's the winner of what we're doing here. Can I throw Jaden Higgins in here?
I had him on my list.
Because I think that he does hold the key for one particular reason and then maybe a handful of other ones. But the particular reason is, when you get to the red zone, he seems like he's the best option. And one of the things that you need to figure out and get better at is hitting people in the red zone. Nico Collins is always going to be a dude that matters, but he's also going to be a dude that matters, and defenses are going to be cognizant of that. Now, he's still going to get his, and he should get his. Outside of that, Jaden Higgins feels like he should be one of the possibilities of an answer to helping you be better in the red zone. And so, on top of that, I think that he's a guy that can maybe help you in some of those important downs, things of that nature, like third down circumstances and as well as he's coming into his own. So if you could find a way for him to help you in big situations, either take pressure off of Nico Collins or be a pressure release valve, I think that could be a huge part in helping you find that extra squeeze from this offense or just take what they've been able to do right now, which is moving the football. If you cash in some of these threes into sevens, especially as we're talking about time and place, cold, outside, as you might have, obviously you'll definitely have against Kansas City, but you might have in some important games when you get to the playoffs. I think that that ends up being super important.
Yeah, no, I definitely had him on my list as well, simply because of what you just said. Red zone option, just an option, even a third down option when Nico Collins is going to be able to is going to get so much attention. But I landed on Trent Brown. The other ones that I thought, because I just don't want to see that. I don't want to see that nonsense again. I just
Any CD shuffles so or and, I think CD So is not going to get any more burn.
You sure?
No, can't say that I am. But I feel
I'm tired. I'm done with that.
Agreed.
Keep these five guys, and I think Trent Brown is the most important one. But the other one I had on my list is, and obviously we're not hoping anything here, but either or Will Anderson or Danielle Hunter. You know,
that one feels evident.
No,
right?
No. The key being, like, if they can just wreck the game, you know, one or both of them, just simply they can wreck the game against everyone, but not just wreck the game. How much better is the secondary, man? You know, we talk about the levels. D'Amico talks about the three levels of the defense and all that. But that's more of no kidding, you know, kind of thing. That's why, like, if you really think about it, to me, I think Trent Brown holds the key, you know, the rest of the way.
I think that those are some good ones. Some other guys that now we're trying to fill out, or maybe we have some contenders that might ultimately try and vie for the title, this useless title that we're setting up here on the radio. But so people are agreeing with you on Woody Marks. How do you feel about Dalton Schultz? Because Dalton Schultz has been important.
Boy, that's a good one.
And like,
there's nobody else.
I don't think that he's going to fall off. And I think that, in fact,
he's been injured.
He has been injured. I don't know if he's getting healthier or if it was just CJ coming back and he has even better connection with Schultz than Davis Mills does.
Yeah.
But that jumped. Like, he was in that kind of 40-yard range in the previous few weeks, and then boom, here we go. Here's 50-something of those, right? Yeah. Like, I think that is something that's going to be notable. That's something that they clearly have a good relationship. And it matters. Talking about, he is the ultimate second and long weapon.
Yeah.
And I say that to mean he turns your second and eight into third and four real quick because he could sit down into those spaces. And I know that sounds simple, but that matters a great deal. Third and manageable with this team.
Yeah.
We've seen the difference in that this year. So I think that he does matter in helping you get those long drives. He's huge in that regard. Can I also throw out the name that came out? I believe this was on the YouTube page. No, this was on the text line from the 361. I would also say Kalen Bullock.
Kalen Bullock is definitely one.
But would you throw up Bullock or would you maybe throw up Miles Bryant? Because I think that the
Bullock. In a positive and a negative way, yeah. But Bullock for me, simply because the guy has just been making play after play after play recently.
Yeah,
and if that
he's had to make play, especially
and he's had to
tackling. He's had to make more tackling plays, and so he's the last line of defense, man.
Yeah,
and 361 went further to say that there's teams are testing them more on the deep ball.
Yeah, they
are. I think that some of this is out of necessity, right? Mm-hmm. You get them into circumstances where we need to go and push the ball down the
field. They're taking a shot.
And Kalen Bullock needs to be there. In fact, the touchdown that you loved there on Kamari Lassiter, was that Alec Pierce down the left side? Or was that Downs? I can't remember. One of those dudes down the left side. Kamari kind of loses a step there. Mm-hmm. It happens. Kalen Bullock was middle of the field, and he had to try and get over, just couldn't quite get over there in time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it might be asking a lot of him, but there's a lot being asked of him, especially now that he does not have similar backfield mate, with all due respect to Miles Bryant.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot more on the second-year player back there.
Now, let me throw one more at you, and I don't mean to be, raising any warning flags or anything.
Uh-oh.
That sure did look like a miss that Kyami Fairbairn had on that extra point. And remember, he's been so automatic, so trusted, but at the end of the year last year, Fairbairn started to waver little bit.
No, that's a fair point.
You're going to play close games. If we know nothing else about this team, it's they're going to be in close games. Kyami Fairbairn has to be nails. He has to be perfect.
Yeah, it's one of those things that is funny about the NFL that I chuckle at whenever I see it. When we start, who is the highest point scorer on the team? It's always the kicker, right? It's easy to do the thing where we go, kickers aren't actually football players, and we don't think about them. But when it comes to scoring points, which is indeed the name of the game, John, can you confirm that for me?
Scoring points is important.
Haven't checked it in a little while.
Yeah,
those guys matter a good amount, and I know D'Amico Ryans has said that he's aggressive, but I think that the ledger would tell differently, and they lean on kicking the football a decent amount.
Yeah,
kicking the football is going to matter, especially this time of year.
And on this team, you're playing 20-16, 18-15. Wasn't that the score of one of the games earlier this year? I think he has to
Was that the Broncos game?
I think it was the Broncos game, 18-15. I mean, he has to be perfect. I mean,
so he's the vocal point of the offense.
No, I'm just saying one of the keys, to get this thing done,
Okay. So the names that we have down, Woody Marks is the one that came up. Jaden Higgins is one that came up. Dalton Schultz comes up. Kalen Bullock. I even threw up Miles Bryant. There is a possibility, because you talk about testing deep.
Yeah.
Teams are looking over there like that's the easy button, or that's as close as the easy button as I'm going to get on this defense. So if you can hold up, then teams have nowhere to go. Trent Brown, you threw up here. And then Kyami Fairbairn. Which of those feels like, of the ones that we're throwing out here, which of these feels like it's going to be the biggest one?
For me, it's got to be Trent Brown. Keep that line the way it is. Keep the line the way it is. Don't mess around with all this other nonsense. And your running game's better. Your protection's better. C.J. Stroud's better. Everything's better.
Figgy, is there one here that you got here that you feel like is going to be the one that holds the key above all else to the stretch run?
Who holds the key?
Who holds the key to
the stretch run? Is it Woody Marks? Is it Trent Brown? Dalton Schultz? Miles Bryant? Kalen Bullock? Higgins? Kyami?
Probably Kyami, to be honest. Mm-hmm. If he playing these short games, these low-scoring games like this, I think Kyami.
So I'm looking at Kyami Fairbairn in November and December and into January last
Just last year?
Last year.
Let me see if I can find his splits over his career.
Well, here, I'm looking at last year alone. Missed a field goal in a three-point loss to Detroit November 10th. Missed a field goal in a five-point loss to Tennessee. We all remember that one. Missed two field goals in the playoff loss to the Chiefs in January. You can't have that. This team plays close games. Kyami Fairbairn has to be perfect. Is that asking too much? I don't think so. He has to be perfect. Unless he's kicking a 58.
Be perfect. Asking a lot of you.
Unless he's kicking a 58-yarder or something. I mean, you can't have that with this team.
Yeah. Let's see. And you know what? Historically, by month, his kicking percentage typically goes up in December. Mm-hmm. Just over the entirety of his career now, yeah. Recently, and you've laid out like the individual moments. Yeah, he's gonna have to be great. I will still, you know what? Just because I don't like ties, I think Woody Marks. So I think our three that we're gonna put up here as the final is Woody, because you got to be able to run this football. Like it's night and day what this team can do if you were able to at least get some level of running the football. And he is last line of defense right now, man. Mm-hmm. Like it's. If you lose Woody Marks, you end up in a weird place where, yes, you trust Nick Chubb to do some things, but not carry the full weight of what's happening there. Trent Brown, because this offensive line finding a little bit of stasis has been important. And then Kaimi, man, you got to be able to get those threes when you get them, because the objective is not to score 30.
He missed three extra points in November and December last year.
The objective is 21?
I think he said, did he say 21? Our number is 24.
You're holding teams to 16 points a game.
Yeah.
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 So, you know, the margins are pretty thin if you can just knock down what you need to knock down. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it does feel like those are the things. And I feel you, 713. Nick Cayley is the ultimate answer here. But we were keeping it to players. But, hey, that's a fair point to note as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next. Actually, you know what? Not coming up next. Coming up right now. Let's give away a pair of tickets to watch the University of Houston Cougars basketball team play against Florida State. All you got to be is caller number, let's say 8. Caller number 8 right now wins a pair of tickets to watch the University of Houston Cougars basketball team. Fascinating team. You got the old, you got the young, and all of them are playing really great basketball under Kelvin Sampson. They will face off against an always athletic Florida State team at Toyota Center, and you have an opportunity to go. You just got to be caller number 8 right now to 713-572-4610. All right. Coming up next, you know what time it is. We hand over to Fig for the mixtape. What you got, man?
Yeah, so Hughes Department Store is trending a little bit, and I'm saying that in a nice way, for something they did on Black Friday. Plus, Waymo is out here giving the people the tour of their life.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do all that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. Did you guys do any Black Friday shopping last week?
Just on Amazon.
I actually did.
Yeah.
And what's funny, it's happened the last 3 years and it's never intentional. It's just I'm hanging out with my mom and she's like, oh man, I need to pick something up. Let's go. And then we end up going and
shopping.
She's a mom. She just, let's check this out. Let's go see if you just look and see if you find anything.
Y'all get some good deals and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I did the Cyber Monday, too. Yeah.
Okay. What you get? Or is that blowing up your spot
of,
too much?
No. Couple of gifts and yeah, nothing too crazy.
Are they for us?
No. In a word, no.
Reggie said, are they for us? So I don't know if you guys went to Target or anything, but Target was doing something. They actually announced this ahead of time that they were giving out some swag bags for Black Friday. And they hyped this up a lot to the point people were lining up outside the Target 6 a.m. It was hundreds of people outside the Target. Super excited about this. And it actually got the internet going nuts. It was trending. But it was trending for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, no.
Target is trending today, but not for the reasons they hoped. Their big Black Friday swag bag giveaway was supposed to be fun. And instead, it's the internet's latest roast. A viral video with over 2 million views shows shoppers opening their bags, and the excitement quickly turns to...
Oh, Target, count your days, because you have some... nerve.
What?
For many, their swag bag included a pack of Uno cards, lip gloss, and a small pack of candy. Hardly the big ticket prizes Target promised, leaving customers to say if they cared about our business, that bag would have been half full.
So they're just complaining because it wasn't.
They waited outside 6 a.m. for this bag thing, which is all. I think that's always a red flag when you're sitting out there, you know, excited about some type of bag that you don't know what the hell you're going to get.
Exactly. That's the risk you take.
Yeah, but she said that they, like, advertised. It sounds like they were like, yo, there could be all sorts of things in this bag. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, like, what kind of things they said could be in there.
Yeah, I think they thought, like, implying like as far as like ninja stuff, like
more expensive stuff.
Yeah.
You say ninja like the like air fryers and cooking, like that type of stuff.
That type of stuff. But it was just some Uno cards.
Some lip gloss.
Some lip gloss. I think somebody had like a little traveler lotion.
Yeah.
Just some, it was
they couldn't even put the full size lotion in there.
Nope.
They said you get the travel size.
We've all have Figgy had an old guy moment earlier. I'm gonna have an old guy moment now. Number one, it's the risk you take. Number two, Just appreciate what you got, man.
Back in my day,
just appreciate what you got.
but we didn't use lip gloss.
We rubbed dirt on our lips.
See,
I feel like that was for the women, John. I feel like the lip gloss. He's like, men don't use lip gloss. I was like,
rub some dirt on them lips. Don't use no lip gloss.
I feel like you don't want that. I feel like that's what
really
you.
Don't.
Yeah, it's like
I really don't.
Yeah, I actually the only issue I had with this is the advertising and just waiting 6 a.m. for this. If it was like me just walking into Target and they say, hey, here you go. Oh, okay, cool. Thanks. Then I wouldn't. Of course, I wouldn't complain about it. But
again, that's the risk you take.
Yeah. No.
You don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm with Reggie. If they said, hey, you could have this, you know, toaster or this air fryer and they only give out one in the entire country. Well, then that's wrong. But if they didn't say, I mean, yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
You get what you get.
Yeah. I feel like this was kind of a rough look. I don't think the payoff for Target doing this. I don't think this was a good payoff.
Yeah.
For doing all of this, they could at least had maybe the first 10 people get a ninja or something.
Yeah.
I love that someone was like ninja stuff, like swords and stars. I like the way you think. Actually, yeah. I like the way you More think, like but I blender. Also don't like the way you think.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid of what
I would have waited in line for that.
That's right. That's good stuff.
All right, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Have you guys ran across the Waymo car yet?
Yeah, but everyone I've seen in Houston, and maybe they're just not ready yet, has had an actual driver, or at least somebody sitting there.
Okay, yeah, because I think they rolling the driverless Waymo cars in Houston, I want to say next year.
Okay.
But
Austin, I believe?
I think
Austin got a whole bunch of them. And I'm not going to lie, there's something within me that wants to be a chaos like causer. Like, I want to be the person that helps make it so that Waymo car just gets stuck somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of want to.
They have
do
been
that.
Getting stuck. They've been in some crazy situations. Oh, yeah? So,
what does that say about me? I feel like I'm a bad person.
Everybody's got that little.
You're a bad person. You want bad stuff to happen to people.
I like to do bad things with my friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, apparently.
That's way back.
Apparently, Waymo is doing little tours in LA. And they decided to drive right through a police standoff on this one.
Oh, well, decided might not be a good word here.
Yeah. So just kind of painting the picture. It was just imagine the helicopter flying around. You got the police cars and the police got the guy on the ground. The guy's on the ground, face down on the face on the pavement. Yeah,
they're probably pointing at him.
Yeah,
they're probably drawing on him.
Yep. And then a Waymo car just taking his own route, just minding his business.
Did he order it? Because that would have been a little bit of a heady play. You know what I mean?
He did not order it. Matter of fact, if you watch the video, it looked like he's looking at the car like,
what is going?
What in the world?
See, that's you need to be quick on your feet. I'd have hopped in the Waymo car, man. Yeah. We out of there, baby.
Yeah, take a nice little tour to look at this police standoff.
A slow speed Waymo chase.
Yeah. Here is somebody actually recorded a little video. I guess they were watching the standoff. And they just saw this car. They started recording the Waymo car riding right through it.
Fucking Waymo. Oh, my God. What the f*** is that Waymo doing?
Near the cops?
Yeah. He just went through the intersection, made a nice little left.
Of course.
Like, hey, I'm just minding my business.
Now, did the automated car, did it follow all the rules of the road? That's all I'm asking.
Oh, for sure it did.
Oh, yeah, for 100%. Sure I'm sure they saw the cops right there.
Yeah.
So
it's so funny because, you know, you program these things, and they have all the electronics and everything.
He's
and
doing his job, just like Nick Cage.
It's just a glorified Roomba. That's all it is.
But it's the thing. It's the one thing that you don't necessarily think about when you're programming it.
Like, one of a many.
What if something happened? Yeah, one of many. What if something happens right in front of it? Like, I don't know, a police standoff? He'll just go.
Yeah, hey, it's just like Nick Cayley doing his job.
I'm just doing my job.
Man. I'm not making any adjustments and all that stuff. I'm just doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I'm not worried about anybody else.
Just going. And the poor passengers. Did it have passengers?
Yeah. Oh, I hadn't even.
Yeah.
Because you can't do nothing about that.
Yeah.
It had passengers?
Yeah. So just a little side note, a rep for Waymo tells TMZ that the vehicle cleared the scene in a matter of seconds. And the passengers inside made it safely to their destination.
They better.
Yeah. Just imagine being there like, holy bleep.
They're right, going right by some dude face down on the pavement.
I'd be a little embarrassed when I ride past a cop that got somebody in handcuffs. Yeah. I'd be like, should I ride past here?
Well, you said the guns were drawn. I'd have been down in them seats. Like,
yeah. The guy with his face was on the concrete with his hands up.
And the outside the car. Going.
Yeah, man. I'm just here trying to get to wherever I'm trying to go in the back seat of the car, and I can't tell the car, well, take a different route. I'm just going between. I'm going in front of drawn weapons. No.
I'm being dead serious here. I'd give him a 5-star review.
Why?
That's just awesome. Yeah. You come out of it fine.
This man is like on It's a Wonderful World at Disney, except it's a Waymo through a police standoff.
I mean, think about that. We drove through an active police scene and we're not hurt. I wouldn't give him a 1-star. Unless you know, whatever.
I'm just
you know, it's a computer, right, John?
No, but you still get ratings.
Like, you still get
ratings.
But I was like, you sound like, hey, great job, yeah. Waymo. Like, nah, man.
That's a 5-star review right there.
I'm just glad it wasn't like so active to the point the guy got a gun behind the car.
Yeah, bullets are flying.
Yeah. Just imagine that was going on.
That might be a 1-star.
Oh, I love
in that car with the head covered. Like,
my brain went into like action movie where I was like, could that have been at the time where he gets up and he like walks a lot alongside the Waymo? So you get the effect of like, he's gone. Where did he go?
Yeah. Hiding behind the car.
Man.
Cops start shooting. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Mitch Saban and Lou Sports Radio 610. Lopez, you're the only person here that got kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just completely random. What is the craziest order your wife had?
Oh, the cravings?
Yeah, the cravings.
Oh, I remember it distinctly because she made it probably 4 or 5 times over the course of her pregnancy. And keep in mind, I don't remember her really eating either of these things since our last baby was born.
Mm.
A Wendy's, not shake, what are they called?
I was about to call it a
not
flurry.
Not a flurry, the Wendy's.
Frosty.
Frosty.
I'm sorry, I just wanted a Frosty.
A Wendy's Frosty and Cheetos.
Together?
Together.
Mm.
Every time. Every single time.
That sounds like something that you can only eat in 2 states.
And I don't
pregnant or high.
Yes.
And I don't think she's had either of those.
Jack in the Box looking like, ooh.
Since. And it was always, can you go to Wendy's? Oh, and stop and get some Cheetos. Okay.
let me know what you think of this order. So mm-hmm. A guy posted about his pregnant wife. He said this was her order. So she sent him to get a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the pizza order. Pepperoni.
Triple pepperoni. All
triple
right,
pepperoni.
All right.
Hey, we just getting started, man.
Not even double pepperoni. Triple?
Triple. I didn't even know that was an option.
That's sick behavior, man.
I usually get double, but yeah. I didn't know triple was an option.
Didn't either.
Yeah. Extra cheese.
Okay, fair.
Mm-hmm. Banana peppers.
Sure.
Light jalapeno.
Okay. All this seems very reasonable. Okay.
Half chicken.
Oh, man. Half chicken, half pepperoni. Triple pepperoni?
Yep. Half mushroom.
The other half or the same? It doesn't matter.
Just half caramelized onions.
Oh, Lord.
Is this an everything piece? Just put it all on there. Yeah.
Half olives and light sauce.
Oh, of course. You got to go light sauce. You don't want to overdo it.
Yeah.
You know? So just imagine somebody sending you to the grab a pizza and it's that. So the husband decided to write a little note on the order. And it says this, quote, "Yes, I know this looks insane. And you're probably like, who is this dude? I have a very pregnant wife. I'm done questioning what she wants. I'm scared of her. And honestly, you should be too. Thank you and Godspeed."
God bless that guy. He's 100% right.
That good for him actually using the notes feature. I've never used the note, like any special instructions when I'm ordering food. Because I'm like, what special instructions could I possibly have? Mm-hmm. This is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
I did that one time and they did not listen.
So they were like, all right,
y'all don't pay attention to this.
I've had success with that.
Really?
Yeah.
With the special instructions?
On Uber Eats? Yeah. Like, you know, because, you know, whatever. Whatever. It's been fine.
That never worked with me. I tried it one time.
Yeah.
Didn't work. I'm like, all right, y'all don't read this. So.
The best part of that whole note is I'm scared of her.
Yeah.
We can relate.
Yeah.
So
there's a couple people that actually commented on this and said he didn't order pizza. He submitted a cry for help. Somebody else said that pie sounds fire.
Oh, I'd eat it.
That person must be pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff. I'm
somebody else said, "Now I'm scared to get my girl pregnant."
Fair. I think that sounds fair.
Yeah.
I'm just so intrigued as to like which half was on which. Like I want to know what the flavor profiles are.
I wanted to see it. They didn't take a picture of it.
Yeah.
But hopefully next time, I don't know if she's still pregnant or not. If she ordered this pizza again, please take a picture of it.
Yeah. Wait, but how does she, with all the things she knew she was going to put on it, the most egregious thing is still triple pepperoni. You knew you was about to put a whole bunch of stuff. You started by a flat layer of pepperoni before we added all this extra stuff.
All on pepperonis, half chicken, half,
none of that chicken, none of them olives, none of that is sticking because all the cheese underneath is just covered by pepperoni.
Yeah, yeah,
and but it's light extra sauce. Cheese. Yeah, light sauce.
That piece is going to be dry as hell.
A pig about it.
And a large Diet Coke.
Yeah,
that's what's necessary to wash it all down. Yeah. That's funny.
All right, this is where I usually do a special salute or thoughts and prayers and all that stuff. Today, I'm going to just throwing this out here, not saluting it. So I ran across a story about a man who had a working cigarette lighter in his stomach for 30 years.
Excuse me?
Like a Bic or something?
Yes.
Like one of those?
Oh, for some reason, my dumb self thought about like the car cigarette lighters.
Oh.
I was like, how does that work?
That actually probably would have been a little better than an actual working Bic type of lighter. So a 60-year-old man in China was dealing with some stomach pain and bloating, and he realized it was from a plastic lighter that he swallowed on a dare 30 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, what are you doing swallowing a lighter?
Did he think that was going to pass?
Yeah. So what they did was he didn't just swallow the lighter whole. I think he put it in some type of, like, I don't know if it was like a condom-like material.
Yeah.
So he can like swallow it easier.
Like
a balloon of sorts.
Yeah.
So.
Like you're smuggling, you know, drugs or something. Yeah.
So it been.
I'm also blaming that comment on Andy Reid. Because what is that? What?
It was tickling his tonsils.
That's a common
Goodness
thing.
Goodness gracious.
Put some drugs in a balloon and.
Yeah. And for what it's worth, the doctor said the lighter still worked.
It's a Tuesday, man. What is happening today?
That's what they do.
Hey, I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah. I ain't saluting it.
Yeah. Salute the doctors.
Yeah. Shout out to your friend, your favorite doctor that you know. If you've never asked them about their crazy story, you're doing this wrong.
Yeah.
They've got fantastic stories about the things that they've seen go in or out of places or absurd things that they've heard that has happened. Yeah, man. That's just a reminder. If you know somebody who's in the medical profession, just ask them what the crazy story is.
And you know for a fact, they all wanted to see if it worked. Like, they finally got it out. They're like, let's see if that thing
100%.
Works. 100%.
Yeah. They click it. And that lighter look nasty, too, man.
That's crazy. There you go. Figgy's mixtape from the 713. They said, live in Austin. One time they took a Waymo, couldn't turn right into the apartment complex, kept driving around in circles, had to call customer service, and 20 minutes later it stopped like two blocks away. The rep asked for a review. 0.2 stars out of 10. Fair enough. So there you go. All right. That was not a advertisement for Waymo because all the things sounded bad. You might circle around your block for 20 minutes or you might get in the
police. I'm going to give it about 5 years before I consider trying.
You don't let other people work out the kinks.
Yeah.
There you go. Figgy's mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media if you see anything mixtape or Waymo related. All right. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. You know what we haven't done in a long time?
What's that?
We haven't checked in on power rankings, and I feel like a 7-5 Houston Texans team says that we should check in on power rankings. What is the national media looking at right now with this Houston Texans team? We'll do that next. That's right. It's been a very fun Tuesday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610, and the fun will soon continue with probably the most fun show maybe on our station. Yeah. That might be bold, but have a lot of fun on the afternoon drive with the fellas of the drive, Clint, Ron, T-Mill. We'll hand it off to them here in a second. But one of the things I wanted to do, man, because the last 2 weeks of football for the Houston Texans has shifted a lot of minds, mine included. I imagine yours included, Lopez, Figgy as well. Right? There's been a lot of minds changed in different ways with the Texans. And so I was very interested in tapping into power rankings that come out on Tuesdays and see where the national media views this team now, especially. And so I'll do this as a choose-your-own-adventure because, you know, I like throwing that up there if I can. Three power rankings sit in front of me, NFL.com's, ESPN's, and The Athletic's.
Oh, Athletic all day.
All right, so let's start with The Athletic. I believe that the person that is in charge of this is Chad Graff and Josh Kendall. Keep that in mind if you want to be upset. First and foremost, who do you think is number one on there on The Athletic's?
Patriots. Rankings?
Correct. The Patriots are the number one team. And the subcategory that they're discussing is the best case scenario for these teams, which I think is also interesting because that's one of the things that we're looking at. So the Patriots are considered the best team for them. Now, when we're talking about where the Houston Texans are, where would you imagine that the Texans fall?
Ooh, this was done when?
This was done this week. For this week,
I'm going to say all of this is entire NFL or just AFC?
Entire NFL, man.
I'm going to say 11.
Spot on.
Oh, yeah?
Number 11 is where the Texans stand in the Athletic.
They've been getting the love.
Mind you, last week they were 17th
in
the power ranking. They say that the best case scenario is CJ Stroud getting rolling, considering that he missed nearly a month, which, you know, obviously the 3 weeks.
Texas showed that they can win ugly, low-scoring games behind a great defense, which we've talked about. Now with Stroud back, if the offense can get moving again, this can be a tough team.
That Bills game did a lot, man.
It did. Huge. I think, that's why
like PR-wise, it did a lot.
That one did a lot for the rest of the surroundings. Obviously, the defense is the clear one, right? Because, you know, island game, making Josh Allen look stupid. Yeah. I think that's part for the defense. And then seeing some of the developments offensively, including Higgins looking cool. And then you bring CJ in. It's like, all right, does this continue? And yes, it does against the Colts. So I think that's how you end up there. Someone was laughing up at the fact that the Patriots are one. Would you agree with that? Because they go, Patriots one, get this, Rams two, Broncos three.
No way.
Is where they go.
No way.
And then they come in with Seattle Seahawks four.
Nah.
And then Bears five. That's how they did there.
I'm surprised the Bears are that low.
Yeah, because their offense looking, and we might talk about
running game.
Yeah,
running game. We'll talk about this tomorrow as well. Like, it feels like their defense might have figured out the tush push a little bit.
Oh, that the Eagles are saying that.
Yeah.
I think Jalen Hurts said it.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that tomorrow around the NFL. But, so there you go. 11th in the NFL, up from 17th last week, according to The Athletic. I now take you to either NFL.com or ESPN.
NFL.com.
All right, let's go to NFL.com. This is Eric Edholm. He is a known commodity when it comes to these types of things. Their number one team, just to give you a landscape, is the Los Angeles Rams, Seattle Seahawks 2, Broncos 3, Patriots 4.
Oh, get out of here.
Really? Okay, what's your...
Patriots aren't behind the Broncos?
Okay, I can see. Yeah. That's fair. Now, where do you believe that the Houston Texans rank for Eric Edholm in NFL.com?
I'll stick with 11.
A little bit lower.
13th
is where he puts them, which, mind you, is still a number of spots below the number 7 ranked Indianapolis Colts.
Hmm.
Colts drop 3 spots from 4. Texans jump up 2 spots from 15th. The blurb, by winning 4 straight and 5 of the last 6, Texans have climbed 2 games back over 500, firmly in the playoff race. Talks about C.J. Stroud looked a little rusty, but then, you know, battled back in there. Had a chance to truly step on the Colts' neck late if two tush pushes, which we've talked about. So that seemed to be a little bit of a knock. This was good complimentary football from Houston, a sign that the team could be trouble for other contenders in January if the Texans make it there. He did a little soft pedaling, but he's coming around. But 13th is right above the Baltimore Ravens at 14 and right below the Jacksonville Jaguars at 12.
Wow. Well, I mean, I kind of get that, I guess.
You do?
I guess. I mean, they're ahead of them in the they've split with them and they're ahead of them.
Yeah, but these are power rankings.
I know.
Power, John Lopez.
Forget the who beat who.
Yeah, man, it's power.
It's like the CFP.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, and I take you now, finally, to ESPN. This is ESPN. These are the NFL Nation reporters that all give you this. I don't know who actually puts together the fullness of the ranking, but to give you an idea, they have jumped the Patriots to number 1 over the Rams at 2. 3 is the Broncos, and the Seahawks are at 4. So they seem to align a little bit closer they line up very nicely with the Athletic's top. Okay. Where do you think that the Houston Texans rank here?
Is ESPN.
Yes, it is.
I think I'll change it up and say 12.
Right in there.
Yeah?
12 is where they are, up from 16th last week. The X Factor final stretch is what's thrown in here, and it's the obvious one. It's C.J. Stroud for them, right? Mm-hmm. I think DJ writes this one. The Texans have elite defense, number 1 scoring unit, so on and so forth. Usually that's that all the defense needs to capture is, the Stroud could score 24 points a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stroud admitted he was a little rusty in his return, but the Texans need him to return to form with a defense that could power them to another divisional title and obviously a deep playoff run. That's all of that fairly evident, but 12. So you got 11, 12, and 13. All of this still in the place where you go just outside of like, or if you're going theoretically, right, the 14 teams make the playoffs as one of the lower teams in the playoff kind of area, but also a dangerous one.
Yeah, I feel as if we just did power ratings, rankings on the AFC, I might have them 2 or 3, right?
Ooh, interesting. So
Broncos would, I guess, by default.
Broncos, Patriots are the ones that you'd put above them, and then you're looking at it, and you go, there's probably not another team.
And again, not who's beating who, but just power rankings.
Yeah, that gets
Jaguars interesting. Jaguars be in there.
Yeah, and
You split with the Jaguars, but I feel better about this defense. Although the Jaguars defense, I might not be giving enough credit. They've been playing pretty good football. But, I mean, the possibility is there. And this is
beat the Bills.
Yeah, beat the Bills, beat the Colts here recently. And I think that this game that's coming up on Saturday can do even more to help make people feel more convinced about what this Houston Texans team is, right, going forward. So, still, there's definitely more love coming to the Texans' way, but still some proving to do, which I think we probably would agree, right? D'Amico Ryans himself has said there's places where this team can clean up, and he's not wrong. Some of the places are his, right? Some of the places are making sure that we have the right strategy in place, or a strategy in place, you know, when you end up at the end of the half or in circumstances where you need to go hurry up. I think those are things that we need to see.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.